I've got something special to show you.
We have something special.
Very special.
Something very special.
Special show?
Oh, the show. Sorry. Something special happened.
Saving it for a special occasion, and you're pretty special.
You are something special.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special treat for you.
And here is the one and only...
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning. Good morning, everybody. 20 minutes after 6 on this Thursday morning. Yes, my first day back at work, but what better day to come back other than Friday, I guess. Anyway, it is time now for your Access Financial Group Facebook page question of the day. Dear Collins, I work for a company that has around 50 employees. 20 of us work in an office in cubicles. We are masked all day long because of the coronavirus. Yesterday, I passed by a coworker's cubicle and took a peek at her phone. She sent a text message letting someone know that she has the coronavirus. I was outraged that she came to work with the illness. Should I turn her in? I don't want to be seen as a snitch. She will probably get fired. She's a single mom and needs the job, so I'm torn and don't know what to do. What would you do if you were me? Well, first of all, lady or man, I would have not have snuck a look at her phone. Your butt should be fired for that. Plain and simple. And I want you to think of yourself as a single mom with kids. What would you do about coming to work? If she's in her own little cubicle and stays away from people, then maybe you shouldn't stay away from her. As long as she takes precautions, there you go. Plain and simple. Number one, I'd fire your butt for sneaking a look at her personal cell phone. You know, hi, I'm in a glass house. May I cast some stones? Yeah, let's do something wrong to find something wrong. I'm outraged that she looked at the lady's phone. I mean, hey, I was sneaking around looking at her personal cell phone and I found this message. First of all, did you check to see how old the message was? She may have already had the virus, and you just found an old message. So, I'd mind my own beeswax. If you start to see her milling around, around a bunch of people, then pull her aside with your mask on. And I don't know how you're going to explain that you know, but tell her that you do, and tell her to, you know, get back in her cubicle. Anyway, that's what I think. I think, you know, the ends doesn't justify the means as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, what do you think? Our Facebook address, K-Lake 97.7, your home of the greatest hits, where Clint has a look at news next. K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, 6:42 on Thursday. Well, tonight is the reboot of Joe Millionaire because these idiots in Hollywood can't think of anything new. But I would like to reimagine the reality show differently and cast Joe Pesci as the center of Pesci. I cannot talk. It's been a week. Cast Joe Pesci as the center of attention.
Tonight, from the producers of Joe Millionaire, it's Joe Pesci Millionaire.
I've been perfecting my technique.
Just when you thought reality shows couldn't hit new lows, it's a gaggle of women competing for 5 feet of love.
All I ask is for that one chance. I think you should give it to me.
But this time, the only one digging for gold is Pesci himself.
Tomorrow morning, I'll get up nice and early, take a walk down over to the bank, and if you don't have my money for me, I'll crack your head wide open in front of everybody in the bank.
And you simply won't believe what happens when the ladies change their mind.
You're ordering me out? I'm what counts out here. Not your fancy country clubs or your fancy TV shows. And what the heck are you doing on TV anyhow? They think you went batso.
Joe Pesci Millionaire.
You could have had the food and beverage job without going on television. You wanted to go on television. When the heck did I ever ask you if I could come out here? You only exist out here because of me.
Tonight on the Napoleon Complex Channel.
You're being warned. Don't ever go over my head again, you stupid sucker, you.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7 is your home for severe weather coverage. We'll keep you up to date as to what's going on in our area. The best severe weather coverage is on K-Lake 97.7.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning with Kenny Loggins. How you doing, everybody? 9:31. But the Grammys have been postponed due to the coronavirus. Show was supposed to take place on January 31st. No word on a future date, but let me repeat. The Grammys have been postponed due to the coronavirus. Production on Grey's Anatomy has been halted because of the Omicron variant as well. Betty White will not be buried next to her third husband, Alan Ludden, in Wisconsin. Instead, she'll be laid to rest in either California or Illinois. That's a surprise to me. The oldest World War II veteran, Lawrence Brooks of New Orleans, has died at the age of 112. Brooks was a local celebrity who often sat on his porch as residents drove by and waved or brought him soda and snacks, or soft drinks, as we say in the South. Girl Scouts have begun selling cookies. They have a new flavor called Adventurefuls. The brownie cookies have a caramel cream and sea salt. I'm a Thin Mint guy myself. I buy two or three boxes and put them in my freezer for the entire year. Sort of something different instead of a glucose shot. KFC will start selling plant-based chicken on Monday. The chicken was developed by Beyond Meat. I saw a live taste test on television. Nobody liked it. Corona is coming out with a non-alcoholic version of their beer. It's going to be infused with vitamin D and is called Corona Sunbrew. And lastly, Pepsi is bringing back Crystal Pepsi for a limited time. The clear cola was popular in the 90s. Pepsi's holding a Twitter contest and will give 300 winners a six-pack of Crystal Pepsi if they have the best picture of themselves from the 90s holding a Crystal Pepsi. There you go. And that is a look at stuff.
I kind of have other plans,
but it's Friday.
I thought we had plans on Friday.
On Friday.
We planned plans?
I got plans. Big plans.
I'm actually kind of ready to party right now.
Y'all ready to party?
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7, Collins in the Morning, 644. 16 away from 7 o'clock. It is Friday. I don't know if you heard about this woman. An Israeli woman has become the first person diagnosed with a case of florona. That's right, the flu and corona. And with flu season in full swing, you know, I can imagine an epic boxing match between the flu and the coronavirus. Just think.
This weekend, it's the fight of the century, and we're not talking Logan Paul.
Hands up!
In this corner, it's the heavyweight contagion of the world, coronavirus.
It is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu.
And in this corner, trying to reclaim former glory, it's the flu.
I respect you.
Who will be victorious, COVID or the common cold?
Can you believe it?
Oh, boy, this is getting stranger and stranger. We're getting to see strange things happen in boxing.
Or will they create something entirely new?
You can't. And get infected with the flu and COVID. It's being dubbed Flu-Rona.
It's like Dracula time. I've never seen anything like this in boxing.
Find out in the most viral pay-per-view of all time.
The flu has a mortality of 0.1%. This has a mortality of 10 times that.
Corona versus influenza. See it this weekend.
Serious trouble. They might have to stop this one before somebody gets killed.
It's gonna be sick.
Ding, ding.
Collins in the Morning.
K-Lake 97.7.
Better. Here's more stuff. Taco Bell is rolling out a taco subscription service. The Taco Lovers Pass costs $10 a month and allows subscribers to get one taco a day. Game of Roses reveals that kissing on night number one of The Bachelor gives you a 95% chance of getting a rose. I'm sorry, I don't care. Reese's is celebrating Valentine's Day with pink chocolate peanut butter cups and heart-shaped peanut butter cups as well. Not sorry. The Verge says BMW is producing new cars with a 31-inch display in the back seat. The screen runs Amazon's Fire system and has a resolution of 8K. What could go wrong? And don't forget, the Grammys have been canceled. I absolutely love that. And finally, shades of Back to the Future. Driving Magazine says a tractor and manure wagon recently crashed into a truck in Lambton, Ontario, Canada. The manure wagon dumped its load, causing the road to be closed for several hours. The tractor ended up in a ditch. Marty! And that, my friends, is a look at stuff.